to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from May 11, 2020 to May 15, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On May 11, here were the news. Hedge fund pioneer Paul Tudor Jones says he holds 1% to 2% of assets in Bitcoin. Parody's Gavin Wood takes a swipe at Ethereum. Ashton Kutcher and Michelle Phan invest in Lilis $3 million seed round. Vitalik Buterin says much-delayed Ethereum 2.0 still on track for July launch. Canadian exchange Virgo CX taps Ledger Vault for custody, insurance support. What to watch at Consensus, distributed Bitcoin halving. Global trust in crypto potential grows to 48%, Edelman survey finds. Game changer retail digital currency now European Central Bank's focus, board member says. CME says volume surge shows strong institutional interest before Bitcoin halving. Bitcoin's 8% drop triggers largest liquidation on BitMEX in 2 months. Crypto.com lands record $360 million insurance cover for offline Bitcoin vaults. The problem with money is too much privacy, says ex-US Treasury Secretary Summers. Zcash Alliance aims to bring privacy tech to Bitcoin, Cosmos and Ethereum. On May 12, here were the news. UAE Bank opens Bangladesh remittance corridor using Ripple's blockchain tech. Binance invests in regulated Indonesian crypto exchange. IBM blockchain to offer decentralized smart contract option. Fireblocks CEO pours cold water on Libra excitement. Trust no dApp, Chainlink launches Oracle for provable randomness. JP Morgan Bank takes on Coinbase, Gemini as its first crypto exchange customers. Third halving turns out to be non-event for Bitcoin's price. CoinDesk 50, Basu, the marriage of Ethereum and Hyperledger. On May 13, here were the news. Investors on CoinList pour $10 million into CeeLo token sale in roughly 12 hours. Standard Chartered claims first yuan-based letter of credit issued on a blockchain. Blockchain firm partners with Indian government to boost earnings for farmers. Exchange run by ex-Morgan Stanley team drops trading fees for subscription model. Crypto scams targeting Pacific communities on the rise, say New Zealand regulators. CoinDesk 50, why Bitcoin is still king. IRS solicits contractors to help examine crypto traders' tax returns. Bitcoin steady near $9,000 as Trump touts gift of negative interest rates. First mover, derivatives may have blunted the halving's volatility spike. On May 14, here were the news. Ledin launches USDC stablecoin savings accounts with focus on Latin America. Binance quashes Upbit hackers' attempt to launder stolen funds. Overstock files to dismiss meritless fraud lawsuit over its digital dividend. Bitcoin's price has bounced but miners may still be switching off post-halving. Reddit rolls out community points on Ethereum to incentivize positive behavior. Industry group led by Polychain, Coinbase seeks to get ahead on staking regulations. Staying alive, why the world of enterprise blockchain has turned to collaborations. First mover, as Fed swats down negative rates, Bitcoiners wonder, what if? Telegram's TON was built on sand. Its failure isn't all bad for crypto. On May 15, here were the news. Australian woman charged with unlawfully exchanging over $3 million in crypto. Visa patent filing would allow central banks to mint digital fiat currencies using blockchain. Central banks mull creating a CBDC, but not on a blockchain, survey. BitGo now providing custody for India's largest crypto exchange. Bitcoin options trading at CME surged to new highs in halving week. CZ's Twitter feed swayed new coin market cap ranking that put Binance on top. Pantera Capital crypto hedge funds are losing double digits, but Bitcoin fund is up 10,000% to date. CoinDesk 50, backed financializing Bitcoin. First mover, Bitcoin's hot again and crypto miners are hoarding or are they? This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.